calling Jocko. How can I help you?
Hi, is Jerry available?
One second.
Thank you.
Jerry Cohen.
Hi, Jerry. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Well, Nicole, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I saw that you called. I wasn't sure if you left a message, but I wasn't able to play it. So hopefully this is a good time for you. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm working on your approval here for the working capital. I just had a couple of questions. I know you're working with Zach here. But ideally, how much funding were you looking for, and what did you want to use it for specifically?
If I recall correctly, it was $200,000, and I was looking for it for operating capital. I'm waiting for my receivables to clear, and
okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to pay my suppliers.
Okay. And I have a note here. Do you typically use your line of credit?
Yes.
For this? And
yes.
Okay. And the notes I'm showing here are that the line is at about $685,000?
Yes.
Okay. And is that pretty much the limit at this point?
Limit's $750,000.
Okay. So it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay.
But I got a big payable and a big receivable, and
okay,
that's going to take me above that.
Okay. And ideally, what type of term are you looking for? Something short-term?
Short-term. 90 days.
Short-term. 90 days. Okay. So when would you need the funds? Do you need them the next few days?
I'm supposed to find out tomorrow if my customer is going to pay me. If he doesn't, then I would like it by, Friday, Monday.
Okay. So everything will depend on tomorrow, pretty much?
What's tomorrow? I mean, yeah, everything will depend on tomorrow.
Okay.
Once I find out what's going on. He's supposed to get his funds tomorrow. His funds are supposed to be wired to him. I've asked him to wire me the funds. And if I get the funds tomorrow, then I don't need it.
Right.
If I don't get the funds tomorrow, then I need it.
Okay, got it. Well, we can definitely take care of that. So what we're thinking at this point is an approval of between, or the max amount probably of $300,000. So getting you the $200,000 probably won't be an issue.
That's good.
At $200,000, we probably wouldn't want to go below a 9-month term, although you could pay the loan off at any point and get 25% off any remaining interest on the loan. If I go down to 6 months, then the loan amount would go down. So I think it's going to go down to like $100,000 or so.
I don't understand.
Does that make
that
sense?
No, but why? I mean, I don't know how underwriting would want to have a minimum of 9 months instead of a 3 month.
Because it's a larger loan amount, and they don't want to make somebody pay that much amount of money in such a short period of time. So they'd rather give you something a little bit longer, and then if you choose to pay it off, they'll just, give you a discount on anything remaining.
Well, so you give me a 25% discount if I pay it in 3 months instead of 9 months.
You can pay it off at any time.
Let's just say I want a 3 month, and you're going to give me a 9 month. If I pay it off, and if I take the 9 month and I pay it off in 3 months, I should get 2/3 discount. And you're going to offer me a 25% discount. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, I actually don't have a 3 month term on this particular loan. So 6 months would be the shortest, but at 6 months, it's at about $100,000. So if we jump up to 200, then we'd be at about 9 months. I can maybe play around with the numbers here when we get off the phone. But I just wanted to go over kind of how
what kind of rates you're talking about.
Did Zach go over any part of the program or nothing? Okay. So this is an unsecured loan, so we won't ask for any collateral or assets, and we can fund it tomorrow. The way it would be paid back is either going to be daily or weekly. We would wire those funds directly into your business bank account, and it would go under the business credit as well. What we're going to see on, say, if you did a 6 month, so you're not going to have an APR. There'll be a fixed cost to the funds. So if you were to do the 6-month program, you'd be looking at a rate factor of about, it's about 18 cents on the dollar.
6 months would be 18%?
Well, yeah, it's not 18%. It would just be, it's just a fixed cost. And then you would get any type of discount for paying it off early. And then if you extend
If I paid it off in 3 months, if I paid it off in 3 months, I'd get a 25% discount, right?
Correct, off anything remaining. And you could pay it off sooner than that if you wanted to. Now, if you extend it out to 9 months to bump up the loan amount to 200, it would be about a factor of 1.28. And then whenever you want to pay that off, you would get the discount as well.
So let me just put some hard numbers to this.
Sure.
If I, if I'm going to take $200,000 and I pay you back in 9 months times 1.28, I'm going to pay you back $256,000.
Correct.
Okay, I'm not interested.
Okay. Do you need the overall cost to be lower? Or we have a lot of different programs, so I don't know, you know, exactly what you're looking for. That's why I was giving you a call.
Well, I didn't know what you guys could offer. I got a phone call or an email from Zach, and I don't remember what it was, and it happened to be at an opportune moment, and so I called just to see what the offers were.
Okay.
I'm assuming you've already pulled my credit, so that's already been touched, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to pull credit. If you do the shorter term, and we could maybe get an exception on the 200, then the overall cost would be 236, and then discounts on top of that for paying it off early.
All right. Let's just say you could do that. So 200.
We could probably get that done for you.
Times 1.18 is, like you said, that is 236. Minus 200 equals times 0.75. So if I discount, I'd be paying 27,000 instead of 36,000.
Probably
if
right
I get it
there,
paid off quicker.
Exactly.
I'm still not interested. It's too much.
Okay. Where do you need to be around?
Well, I'm going to compare you with my bank. I got my bank doing the same thing. It's just the bank is going to take 2 weeks instead of, you know, something quick. But
thing. I mean, if you have a relationship with them, then and they have some type of assets or something like that, then you know they're probably going to be able to do something better. But this is, you know, it's unsecured. Could turn it around in a day. So that's kind of the difference, you know. Because we have secured loans as well.
And I'm glad I looked into it. Now I know.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Nicole, this isn't interesting to me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So if tomorrow you need the funding and then you don't have the funding from the bank, what is the plan?
The plan would be probably to go back to my supplier and say you're going to have to wait another week until the bank comes through.
Okay.
Because I looked at short term and I'm not interested in paying, you know, paying the rates at the short term is, or else I go to the supplier and say I'll pay you, you know, a point, or even I could pay them a point and a half, and I wouldn't have any prepayment penalty. I give them, you know, 1.5 points a month.
So where would this need to be to make sense for you?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that right now. I can tell you right now that this is too high, and I'm not going to sit here and try and figure out what it would need to be to make sense, because tomorrow I might find out that I got money, and I don't need to go through all the gyrations to find out that I'm going to have money tomorrow.
Okay.
Why don't you guys look at it and see what the best thing you can do is, and give me a call tomorrow sometime, and we'll know if we're going to have cash, or we'll know if we're going to go to plan B or plan C.
Okay. Sounds good. I will have Zach reach out to you tomorrow then.
Thanks, Nicole. You take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.